Drivers, you probably are following George and Wendy Parker on social media. I know a lot of you are, so that's a pretty good bet. And you know, they are Tough Tested ambassadors. Our friends from Tough Tested built their really cool power sled. This thing is a really awesome Freightliner Coronado that was customized by our friends at Four State Trucks in Joplin, Missouri. In fact, George Parker joins us right now. George, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing tonight, Eric? Or this morning, I should say.
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for staying up late and being on with us. Tell us about this really cool Freightliner Coronado. This is the Tough Tested power sled that you and Wendy are touring around the country. First of all, let's start with this transformation into this really cool truck for you guys.
Sure. Up until last March, I was using this Coronado to pull oversized, overdimensional loads, and an opportunity presented itself, and we jumped on it. And like you said, Four State Trucks, the home of the Crumb Shop Mafia, did a phenomenal job. I can't even believe that is our truck when I look at it every time now. But you know, yeah, it's just we stretched the frame out to 300 inches, put a bunch of dual revolution trucks accessory lights on it. It's just a neat vehicle. And then the package that rides on the back, you know, we put all this work into the Freightliner, and everybody's like, oh, cool truck. Tell us about the thing on the back.
You know, so. Yeah. In fact, you're referring to what they call Pupzilla. Tell us what Pupzilla is.
Pupzilla was built by Team Cutters. They won the International Rat Rod Build Off at SEMA last year. Most of it is from a 1929 International truck. The rear bed is from a 32. It's got a 200cc Honda four-stroke 1984 motor out of a Honda Big Red.
Wow.
And it's just a rusted old antique truck on the back of my Freightliner. And It definitely turns heads for sure.
Right on, right on.
Great conversation piece.
Right. So now this Tough Tested power sled and Pupzilla out there on the road. Tell us about this tour.
Well, like you said, we're brand ambassadors for Tough Tested. We're also representing Crumb Shop Mafia, Four State Trucks. Thus far, I think we've done four shows. We've got another, I believe, 12 on the schedule. The next one being actually the pre-registration check-in starts in 10 hours for the show that Wendy and I do here in Ohio with a friend of ours, Jerry Novak. And so we're here getting that together here in Ohio. The following weekend, we're going to be in Raphine, Virginia at Show Rotella Super Rigs.
Right.
And it's just one after another. And we feel very, very fortunate, you know, that we're able to represent a great company like Tough Tested and be associated with Four State Trucks. You know, it's an honor I feel like it's an honor doing what we're doing.
Yeah, you know, so this show that's coming up this weekend, this is Friday and Saturday. It's the Buckeye Invitational in Springfield, Ohio, right?
Yeah, that is correct. It's a free event. We've got, I believe, seven musical guests lined up, Gene Denham being one of them, Bill Weaver, Truck.
Yeah.
Terrence Mathis. Yeah, it's a totally free event. We have a touch a truck event for kids on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 where they can come out and climb over, you know, fire trucks and different big trucks, tow trucks.
Right.
Those things. We're raising money for Trucker's Final Mile as a beneficiary. It was this year of our show. So we're doing a convoy to raise money for that charity. The name of the convoy is a memorial for Jim Johnston, the former president of OIDA, who passed away this January.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of good things going on. It's, like I said, it's a free event. We've got some great sponsors, no charge whatsoever for somebody to come out to enter their truck or to attend the show. So
awesome. And then next week, this will be my 18th year to judge Super Rigs. I can't believe that. I now officially have judged half of them. It's the 36th annual Shell Rotella Super Rigs, and that's going to be great. White's in Raphine, Virginia, as you mentioned. You got to go out there and check it out. First of all, White's is a really great place. So much room out there. But the Shenandoah Valley is just beautiful. I talked with my good friend Jamie Jones, another judge at Super Rigs from Landline Magazine, and we said it to each other, I don't know how many times over the years. We really admire the fact that drivers, y'all get to go out and do this for a living, but see so many beautiful areas of the country. So Raphine, Virginia, that's going to be June 14th through the 16th. By the way, a couple of websites you can go to, BuckeyeInvitationalTruckShow.com, and learn more about that show this weekend. And then, of course, Rotella.com for Super Rigs next week. But like you said, George, a great conversational piece, you know, in terms of Pupzilla, but really the truck itself, too, the tough-tested power sled. Tell us about some of the feedback that you and Wendy are getting on the road.
Well, it's funny, you know, because a lot of guys are partial to Peterbilt and Kenworth. We were parked on the north patio at the Mid-America Truck Show this year. And
yeah,
just the reaction of people, you know, they come up behind it and they're like, oh, man, check this truck out. The guys in Joplin did a phenomenal job with the build. And it's just, it attracts. That's one of my favorite parts of being a brand ambassador is the stories that we get to hear and the people that we get to meet while we're out on the road. It's just, it's amazing. Sometimes it's a little heart-wrenching, but I mean, we've met some super amazing people over the last few years doing what we're doing. So that's, for us, for both Wendy and I, that's probably our favorite part.
Right. Yeah, you know, I love that. And if you're not following George and Wendy online on social media, do so. You guys, I think, have been really great ambassadors for the industry. I think the conversations that you guys bring up are really interesting and important, and it's just really cool to follow you. Even those of us who are not driving for a living, you give us some insight as to what's going on the road every day, so that's really cool. So make sure you go to toughtested.com as well. Find out about all their really great products. I use them on a daily basis. I mean, so drivers, I'm not going to put them maybe to the test in terms of how durable they are. I may not be doing that in my office, but I will tell you right now, it's going to do the job for you out there on the road. That's the whole point, to be durable and tough. That's where the name comes from, Tough Tested. And go to the website, check it out. And, of course, follow along with George and Wendy and this really cool power sled. Did I hear the schedule goes all the way through November?
Right now, that's correct. We're doing a bunch of stops in between. Hitting some national retailers for Tough Tested, you know, showing up, showing off the truck, you know, and having conversations about the great product that Tough Tested makes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not just the on the front end. I mean, how many companies offer a 5-year warranty? You know,
right
on their product. So it's just a great, like I said, if we didn't believe in the product, we wouldn't be associated with them as a company.
Yeah, I talked to Wendy. I think it was at GATS last year, and she was saying the same thing. And you talk about that warranty, it's those best companies that, you know what, there's a pretty darn good chance you're not going to need that warranty, but they're going to put it in place for you. They're really great products. George, give our best to Wendy. I will see you next week in Virginia at Super Rigs. And, of course, everybody can follow along there. Go to toughtested.com and go to Tough Tested's Facebook page. They're posting as well about this tour. Thank you so much, George. Our best to Wendy. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, buddy.
We appreciate you, Eric. You take care. We look forward to seeing you in Virginia.
Red Eye Radio.